Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I felt like in the last 14 days, we've seen this quarterback at Philly, Jalen Hurts.
What do you make of
it? I would agree 100% with what you said. I liked him. I thought he was a good player. But we've seen him come into his own, his coming out party, if you will. And people talk about confidence. It comes only, and it's only born from demonstrated ability. And in the last 2 weeks, we've seen his step, like leaps and bounds, become thrown into the discussion of one of the top players or someone who's potentially an MVP of our league. And you would have never thought about that 2 years ago.
Sean Payton on the Herd. Talking about Jalen Hurts, we have another one on. So this is the other one he said, and this is where he brings up Donovan. Here it is.
I was in New York as a coordinator, and we had played the Eagles well for years, and they had a young quarterback, Donovan McNabb,
sure,
who had struggled beating the Giants. And on a Monday night in New York, he finally, in a 2-minute drill, took his team back against us and won the game. And I would say, I always remember saying that was a growth moment that night for him. And I feel like the last two games that we've seen Jalen play, particularly two weeks ago, the Minnesota game, where it was like, holy cow. It was so impressive. And we all looked at it and said, it's happening right now. So when someone says, hey, when did he become, it's happening right now in front of our eyes.
That's Sean Payton on the Herd, and he remembers having been a coordinator up in New York for as long. And I'm sure you remember the game where you finally got off the schneid. It just seems like you couldn't beat him. And in 2001, it was a 10-9 game? What was the 10-9 win? And then from there, it was, for the most part, you guys owned the Giants going forward. And Sean circles that as the moment that Donovan kind of became Donovan, right?
Yeah, I guess. It's a little weird. We only scored 10 points in that game. It's not like he threw for 300 yards and four touchdowns. I wonder if Jalen had thrown for one touchdown and won a game 10-9. Would he be saying Jalen has arrived?
Not necessarily.
Right?
But
I get what he's saying, though, the fact that he sees something and he's saying that's the moment he believed in Jalen. That's really what he's saying.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't say this is the moment Jalen arrived because he, what, beat the Minnesota Vikings?
So
or Washington? No, that's the moment you said, I see the difference. Now I'm believing in what I'm seeing from him.
Yeah,
but he also hinted a little bit that he didn't – not that he didn't think much of him, that they just – they had reservations about him when he was coming out.
Yep. And maybe going into the season, he thought, like a lot of people, which was like, yeah, Jalen Hurts is a good player, but like, I don't know if he's a true franchise quarterback.
Right.
And what he's seen so far this year has told him, like, you know what? Maybe I was wrong about Jalen Hurts. And this is kind of like the beginning of the run that Jalen Hurts has as the Eagles franchise quarterback.
Well, that's what we hope it is. And obviously, we as Eagles fans, we hope that he's right about that. I know with young quarterbacks, sometimes we all want to be quick to say it first so we can say we said it first.
Right.
and you got so much football to play, seeing guys have a good year and then they never repeat having that good year again. Right? We've seen that. So when you become one of the elite quarterbacks, it's because you do it every year. You do it every year. I'm hoping the kid out in Los Angeles gets healthy and pulls it together, because what will we be saying at the end of the year if he's not in the playoffs again? Oh, yeah, people saying he's the second-best quarterback in football prior to the season. He's elite.
He's got the question about winning this season.
Winning, right? Like, yeah. Is he still elite? That's what everybody had him in, the elite category.
Yeah.
So how are you considered to be an elite quarterback if you don't have postseason experience, you haven't won a postseason game, and it's your third year in the league?
And he already has an injury that you know, like, hey, listen, if this becomes one of these years where he can't stay healthy and he takes another hit and it costs him a game.
Are the players on the team injured right now? And the Chargers are already known for a team that doesn't meet expectations. They always get the hype, the preseason hype in the season. It's hard to be that guy. That's why you can't take for granted what Tom Brady did, what Drew Brees did, what Peyton Manning did, hell, Big Ben, for years. Those guys did it year after year after year after year. Wasn't a one-year wonder, and then you're mediocre, you never beat great teams, and this and that and the other. Man, those truly elite guys, they earned that status by doing it repeatedly. So Jalen looks great right now. We all believe in him, right?
Yep.
Okay, he's got to keep doing it every week, because the expectations change. We go from having a bar where it's like, okay, long as he's not Carson, I'm okay with him. I like him. Then it becomes, when are we going to win?
Well, I mean.
When are we winning something? Like, what are we doing here?
And even, we were talking about this earlier with the hypotheticals. Even if they win a lot of games, and they don't make it to the Super Bowl, but they win a playoff game or whatever. But next year, the expectation
changes.
Super Bowl or bust.
Yes. That's how it works around here. That's how it works.
It may not be Super Bowl or bust right now. That changes next year. Changes next offseason. And now Howie's under pressure to add to it. Sirianni's under pressure to add to it. The quarterback's under pressure to add to it. So enjoy it right now, Jalen and everybody else. Life's good. You're the darling.
Man. Remember Barack was talking about the Wentz wagon and everything, man?
He said, hey Barack. You want to get on the Wentz wagon? Oh, good times, man. Good times. Jack, good times with the start of the Wentz wagon?
That was good times, man.
Huh? Last time they were 3-0 was that time.
Were they 3-0 that year?
Yeah. And then they were bad after that, man. They were.
They beat Cleveland?
They won
first game of the season.
They beat Cleveland, went to Chicago, and then
beat Steelers. Oh, Chicago, that's right. Yep. Yes, yeah. And the Steelers game was
the Steelers were the huge upset. Yeah. That was a huge upset.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But don't you think that Peyton Cole is also kind of interesting because he coached against him the last 2 years?
Yeah.
So, like.
He certainly watched him.
Yeah, I mean, like.
And I respect his opinion on quarterbacks.
And Jalen beat him twice in a row, and still, like, this is the first time where he's like, he could be something.
Yeah.
And you remember what he did a lot in those two games against the Saints.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of running.
Hold on, man. Threw the back shoulder to Alshon, you know, when Alshon was still here.
Sean Payton going to be looking for a different job than that Dallas job.
Because McCarthy's got it on lockdown.
I'm just saying. No, Jerry's just waiting for him to lose so he can fire him.
I think if McCarthy won 11 games, they'd still fire
him. They'd still fire
him,
yeah, because he could say you're the one that's holding us back.
Yep. Yeah, no, he's cooked. He can win as many games.
He can win
outside
as many
of winning the Super Bowl, even then. He might bring Sean Payton back in there if Payton wants to come.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much a lock.
Yeah, I think Jerry has showed his hand already.
He has. Quarterback controversy and all. All right, Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, the place to go is Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team for the best selection of diamond engagement rings anywhere. Online, marks-jewelers.com. A very weird fan base through three games, Ike. I can never figure this fan base. Just when I think I have this fan base figured out, most people tempering expectations for the Eagles this season. They're saying, win the division, NFC championship game, maybe. But making the Super Bowl, only 20% of the people are saying their expectations have changed to Super Bowl talk.
It's still early.
Yeah, give a couple wins.
Well, I mean, just give them, if they are, like, say the midway, or say you get to the bye week. And they're 6-0. You think, I guarantee it'll be
80%.
Great. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, add a few more wins, and we'll start to move slowly. I mean,
with each week
closer to the Super Bowl predictions. Yeah.
All right. Well, make sure you chart the progress there, Jack. We'll do it every week.
Well, because it holds people accountable. So, like, if you don't think they're winning the Super Bowl right now, when you start talking Super Bowl, we got to make sure that they're not allowed to hop on the bandwagon.
Right.
Is this holding people accountable thing going to become an issue?
Well, I thought it's already called. I mean, D.C. was foaming at the mouth to get on the air to talk about it.
And we have to, now we have to hold Mad Mike and Chuck accountable.
I don't want to hold them accountable.
Well, I kind of want to hear what, because Chuck, let me say this about Chuck. He does not like to be backed in a corner, mm-hmm. and he'll just refuse to answer it. He'll just be like, I'm not getting to that, Johnny Marks.
Listen, we haven't brought up Carson Strong once with Chuck ever since.
Well,
because
he just acts like he didn't say that. He also has a bad memory, Chuck from Mount Airy. All right, Mike and Manioc has an excellent memory. Mike, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Oh, excellent. I'm going to say my prediction that hasn't really wavered as much as some others. Start of the season, I had, same record as Ike, 12-4, win a playoff game. I think now that we're 3-0, and I feel like seeing highlights from other games, I feel like we are the most complete team in the NFC. On both sides of the ball, that we're going to get, I believe we're going to get
so far. Yeah.
So I feel like that should be the new expectation. I feel like what you guys just said right before you got me on there, I feel like a lot of fans know what happens in Philadelphia and like we don't want to set the bar so high so they get let down later on. It's, I feel like they'd rather walk into the Super Bowl rather than jump out and start saying Super Bowl week 3. Maybe like, you know, say like week 11 or so if we're, you know, say we were like 7
week 11. No, you start 5 or 6-0. This town is going to go nuts. And you got to win the games though.
Right, but like I said, I feel like we got to walk into it. A lot of fans are thinking that, and I feel like before the season started, that was our expectation. It was going to be win a playoff game, maybe get to the conference championship. So I feel like we got to slowly get to that Super Bowl. But the other question, guys, I wanted to leave you with is, because you guys brought it up earlier with the money. Do you feel like it's I know it's only 3 weeks in, but do you feel like it's a smart play to pay him earlier to get him at a cheaper rate?
Well, you can't sign him now.
Well, not now. I'm saying like, do you like by the end of the you wait till the contract's up.
So Mike, if I'm the agent for
next spring,
when
he's eligible,
the Eagles. I mean, they will try to extend him. In the offseason, like, how much is Jalen Hurts asking for? Is he guaranteeing? Does he want a guaranteed contract? Like, he should be re-signed in the offseason if he continues to play at a high level. The Eagles will look to re-sign him in the offseason. You're not going to make him wait to the final year of a contract. Do you agree?
Like, as long as they can come to an agreement on a number.
Right. The Eagles will be interested in extending him this offseason.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as Jalen, I mean, like, they both have to agree to it, but the Eagles will be interested in extending him. For sure. You agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Rios. Rios in North Philly. Rios, how are you?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
Rios!
What's up, Rios?
Yo, what's going on, guys? Look, check it out. Man, y'all were talking about Dougie P. And I said, I love the man. I'm glad, like, when I was after the Eagles game this past Sunday, you know, it was wonderful watching his team whip up on, you know, the Chargers. But I tell you this, like, after the year of winning the Super Bowl and a couple seasons or so that he coached, you know, he went through a lot of flack that everything was Frank Wright, right? During the Super Bowl, last I remember, he did different walkthroughs because of the way Bill Belichick is and cheating ass and stuff. So that was pretty smart, right? He changed the league with the fourth downs because it seems like now every coach wanted to just go for it on fourth down. I didn't see that in the NFL before Dougie P. And also, he knew that Carson Wentz, something different was about Carson Wentz. Now, let me tell you this. The Eagles are not suckers, and Dougie P. ain't no sucker. But I tell you this, when it comes Sunday, we're going to try to beat him like if he was our father, our brother, or our best friend. Then after that, we're going to break bread with him because he done gave us something that we never had. Now, on to the note of the Eagles, or no, matter of fact, I heard y'all say something about them Cowboys. Let me tell you something. What Cowboys? Sugar Blue. Let Sugar Blue win, man. Let Sugar Blue win so in 3 weeks we can flatline their ass. I mean, ain't nobody worried about Sugar Blue. Come on, man. They played dumb blue yesterday, but they Sugar Blue. Y'all know what time it is.
Rios is already starting a pregame show for 3 weeks from now.
Let's do it, Jack.
Sugar Blue and Dumb Blue. Man, that guy, he's special.
Back to the phones. In 1 second, after I tell you about QC Kinetics, what they're doing for people here is amazing. It really is. Lasting relief from joint pain. QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in exciting new pain treatments with non-surgical alternatives. So if you're living with joint pain like a lot of people out there, whether it's arthritis, maybe it's from an injury, if you've done steroids, pain meds, they're talking about surgery, call QC Kinetics first. They can restore and repair damaged tissue. They can get you pain-free. Maybe you have bone-on-bone arthritis. Whatever it is, hip replacement, call QC Kinetics now. Get an alternative way to deal with pain. Amazing, amazing results for a lot of people out there listening right now. And QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in this amazing procedure. Call them today for a free consultation. 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics. 215-999-3000. All right, Steve's calling from Westchester. Steve, how are you? What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you, Steve?
What's up, Steve?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, Ike? I guess I just want to tell on myself here. I was told you're never supposed to do that. I was the guy walking around with the Carson Wentz mask down at the game on Sunday. I had just bought that mask, I guess, a year after Wentz decided to leave, and I wanted to do something incriminating with the mask. And
okay, so hang on a second. So you were wearing a Carson Wentz mask at FedEx Field on Sunday during the Eagles game?
Upside down inside the game, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know there was somebody with a Wentz mask. All right, so what did you do with the Wentz mask?
I was just bringing that up, I'm sorry, because it was posted on WIP, and
It just
showed a little clip, and I just wanted to say.
So what were you doing? Were you being bad with the mask on? Were you throwing stuff, or what were you doing?
No, I wasn't. Saturday Night Fever song came on, or a Bee Gees song came on, and I just went out with just. I'm 52 years old. I can't walk half. I really can't even walk right. And I was just doing like kind of a goofy dance, like a stand up worm.
So you were doing
just
a
kind of
stadium dance, okay?
Incriminating. I was trying to incriminate Carson Wentz. But
so you weren't wearing the mask in support of Carson Wentz is what you're saying?
Hell no.
Okay.
Well, that's kind of what I thought you were saying, too. Yeah.
It didn't show in the video that I did an incriminating gesture with the mask to my midsection.
God.
Jack, do you know about this?
Like, what is going on right
also,
now?
Also, I was at the game. I wanted to make a couple comments, if you guys don't mind.
Why not?
Okay. talking about, you know, the improvements of Jalen Wentz and how good the ball looks coming out of his hand. I mean, it is zipping out of his hand. And as far as Carson Wentz, I mean, the way he's throwing the ball, coming out flat, coming out slow, looked like the Jalen Hurts of last year. Wentz looked like complete toast.
Good defense Sunday. He didn't look like that prior to that game.
No, he
didn't.
Good start.
It's the worst game he looked. Worst game he had.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
You got to get the Eagles defense credit.
Yep.
I mean, it's a reason why he looked that way. Like, what are we talking about here?
Yep.
Everybody complains about the defense not doing this and not doing that. Then when they have a good game, nobody wants to talk about how great they played Sunday.
Well, I mean, if he's comfortable back in the pocket and not getting a pass rush, he probably looks a lot different throwing the
football. Like most quarterbacks. Most quarterbacks.
Right. and from Jump Street, first series of the game, he was under pressure.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mad Mike. Mad Mike joins us as we're holding people accountable across the Delaware Valley. I agree. What's up, Mad Mike?
That's fine. You can hold me accountable, and I'll just stay on this side of the – I mean, because it would be fraudulent for me to be like, oh, yeah, Jalen Hurts is the guy. I'm just going to sit here.
No, it wouldn't be fraudulent.
It would be fraudulent.
No, I
toasted that guy regularly.
You're saying you're an Eagles fan. So you're saying that you legitimately – don't like the guy because you didn't think he could play. It's fraudulent that you won't give him credit for for how well he's playing. Nobody's saying you have to go out and buy a Jalen Hurts jersey and now carry pom-poms around supporting him. We want you to give him his just due. You don't have any problem criticizing him. And you do more than criticizing. You make personal attacks. You call him names. You do everything else. So if you want to be a real Eagles fan like you say you are, you're just objective more so than all of us idiots, then you're watching this guy play. Give him his damn credit for playing well and answering all the questions that you wanted him to answer. You said he had a noodle arm. How's his arm look so far through three games?
I don't know. I mean, I
what do you mean you don't know? Can't you see?
No, it's fine. He's playing well, and he's throwing the ball. But I'll say this. I'll just say one thing. And by the names that I called him, they weren't mean names. I called
sure they were. Kid. Sure they were.
Call him a nerd. Ooh. You're like a nerd. Shut up, nerd.
There could be worse names you call
him. Agreed.
I didn't say you called him the worst things in the world. I'm not saying that, but you didn't. You did some name calling.
But Mike, I get where you are, right? But still, like,
no, I don't.
No, but like I said, it's true. Like, you're an Eagle fan. Like, how can you not be happy and say, you know what? Like, I'm not crowning him yet, but he's looked really good so far, and being happy about it. And said you calling yesterday, and you're miserable because he's winning and he looks good.
No, it's just because I looked foolish. I mean, I like went so hard to be on the other side of OG Wade that it's just like, all right, well, that's stupid. So
let me ask you this. Do you feel like you're losing the battle or the war with OG Wade right now? Is that what this is?
I mean, time's on my side. The guy's like 75. Like, I'm going to live a lot longer than
that. No, Mike, actually, if we're doing stock up and stock down, OG Wade can't be going up anymore. I got to be honest with you, Mike. Yeah.
I got one question for you, Mike.
Yeah, what's up?
Did you clap and cheer when the Eagles scored a touchdown Sunday?
Well, I was actually doing work while I was watching the game.
He roots for them to lose because he's more worried. He'd rather have Jalen suck, and he's right, than the
Mike.
Team win. Am I right, Mike? Admit it.
Yeah, all right, fine. So my pride gets in the way of a lot of situations, man. So I'm going to just be honest. I'm prideful, and I do not like being wrong. So I'm going to be kind of salty about it for a while. It's going to take me a while to come over on that.
All right. All right. Now, was that accountable enough, Jack?
I thought that was very accountable.
All right.
Okay. Just admit you're endless. It's okay to admit that you want to be right. I want to be right, too. I think it's okay.
All right, Mike.
Listen, I can respect you for saying I'm still staying on this side of the fence.
Well,
I can respect that.
I mean, who wants to come on the radio and then sound like a jackass and be wrong? I mean, like, who wants that? No one wants that.
Well, nobody wants to, but we all do from time to time. Listen, look what I had, that much crow I've had to eat for the last 3 years.
I'm just some schmuck that does it for free.
Yeah, you have the founder of the LTVP.
It is a good point. Yeah, I do get paid to be mocked and everything else. You're right.
All right, Mad Mike. Well, you get paid in Twitter ads and mentions and things like that.
Where people call me a clown and mock my existence entirely. Yeah, it's so much fun.
All right, good. All right.
Have a good one.
Held accountable, Jack.
Yep.
Put the check mark.
I'll give him credit. He called in, and he knew what he was going to get.
Yeah.
He called in.
Well, it took him about, 4 minutes to say, like, listen, I don't like being wrong. I'm going to be prideful about that.
I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah. Well, listen, I backed him into that corner. Well, it's like, yeah.
Oh, you gave him a full dose of grease.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, well, Chuck from Mount Airy.
That's because they held me accountable.
Right. They called you out. You felt like you had to step up. I mean, this whole show is a big circle of accountability right
No,
now.
But to your point, there was nobody that was more negative, more over the top, and more personal with Jalen Hurts than Mad Mike.
Yeah.
Even though I said I didn't believe in him and I compared him to Alex Smith and players like that, it's not like I was more or less saying, like, he can be a playoff quarterback. I just don't think he's special.
Right.
And what he's shown through three games is he could be a special quarterback because he has so far this year.
The accountability show.
All right, Chuck, you're on the clock, brother. 215-59.
I'll let you handle Chuck.
Oh, you don't want to have the same energy with Chuck?
Just fire.
Well, he's not going to give in as easily as Mad Mike.
Oh, that's for sure. He's definitely not going to give in.
He just redirects. He'll just act like none of this ever happened. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Accountability. Coming up, Michael Irvin.
What the hell did he do now?
Mike, you would think he's an Eagle great the way he's talking. You would literally think that his number is retired by the team the way he's talking about the Eagles. Wait till you hear this. This is unbelievable sound. Coming up right after this, Marks and Reese. Hey, listen, turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Place a one-game parlay wager
with at least four legs on any Major League Baseball game. And if all legs of the parlay hit but one, you'll get your stake back and free bets up to $25. Just log into your account or download the app, sign up with BetMGM to take advantage of this offer all season long. You opt in to the one-game parlay insurance promotion. Then you place a one-game parlay wager with four legs, at least four legs, on any MLB game. If you miss only one leg of your wager, you receive up to $25 back in free bets. BetMGM, Major League Baseball trademarks are used with permission. All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. And we'll get back to the phones coming up in just 1 second. Phil's return to action tonight. We'll talk about that as they're in Chicago. Three against the Cubs and then four against Washington and this weekend. All the remaining 10 games are on the road. And the Brewers and the Padres, who they're competing for the wild card spots with, all their remaining games are at home, Ike Reese. So,
yeah. I mean, Phillies just go take care of business and let's get in the playoffs.
Win two or three in Chicago, win three or four.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Against Washington, and you're most likely in the playoffs.
Yep.
But.
And I don't even know. I mean, listen, you certainly don't want to back your way into the playoffs, but Milwaukee doesn't look like they are trying to get in the playoffs.
Nope. Game and a half up on Milwaukee. Game and a half back from the Padres. So the Phillies are in the third spot ahead of Milwaukee.
Game and a half now with Milwaukee?
Yep.
Well, it's two and a half with the tiebreaker.
That's the way I'm looking at it. Yep. Yes.
Milwaukee has two home against St. Louis, four home against Miami, three home against Arizona.
So they're playing at home.
And they're playing bad teams the last two series, seven games. So Phillies got to win some games now.
Yep.
So we'll see. All right. And where was this, Jack? Was this a podcast?
Oh,
or?
No. This is with our pal Rich Eisen.
Philadelphia, huh?
So this is Rich Eisen's show.
Yeah.
Michael Irvin. He's talking about the Eagles. He sounds like that he's number 88 of Philadelphia Eagles talking about Jalen Hurts. Listen.
This quote, this saying that I heard Jalen Hurts said, I get chills thinking about it. He said, I said to all my playmakers, we cannot just feel the temperature in the room. We must be the thermometer. Oh, snap. Oh, you don't get how great that is. Oh, snap. All of my playmakers. We can't just receive what's going on in the game. We going to set the tone every Sunday out here. And then they put that damn tape on every time one of them make a play. I saw Devontae Smith jumping up, taking balls down like he was the 6'5". Arthur Warren Brown. I said, oh, God, this is ugly. This is ugly. What is going on? This is, and that quote, we cannot just feel the temperature in the room. We must be the thermometer. Something like that on top of them capes. Boy, I'm sorry. Somebody better do something about what I'm seeing.
There you go.
Well, you'll get your chance in,
three weeks? Sunday Night Football. Going to be a big one. Dak should be back for that one. But big win last night for the Cowboys just because 2-1 and, you know, you fall to 1-2, it would have been good because it's like, all right, the Eagles got a couple games on them. But 2-1 without Dak right now, I'd say is pretty good considering they lost their starting quarterback and they won two games without him. So there you go. And the Giants, I mean, Giants looked good last night too, but, you know, like they play hard and, you know, they're scrappy and everything else. So.
Now, the Giants could have very easily won that game last night and been 3-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem is it's the NFC East. And they've either played each other or they've beaten up on other inferior opponents. I mean, the whole division, other than the Cowboys, because they were division winners, they've had to play Tampa and Cincinnati. The opponents haven't been that great for the NFC East. So you don't know if how good the teams are versus you're just playing other divisions, bad teams right now, including your own division. I mean, that eventually that will be the storyline. Like, the NFL needs its storylines every year, and they can't milk Brady and Aaron Rodgers right now. They can't milk that anymore. And Dak is out for the Cowboys, so they need new storylines to be able to drive content. And the Eagles are a great storyline, along with a huge rabid fan base that we hang on to everything that's said about our football team.
Yep.
And so you think about that. They could easily be talking about the Dolphins, and they're trying to. It just can't gain enough traction because in Miami nobody cares.
Right.
And it's Tua. I mean, but that's been more impressive.
They've had a more than I mean, look,
it's
look
been
at their
way
wins,
more
yeah.
impressive. It's yeah. not even close. The guy threw 6 touchdowns in a game.
New England, the right. comeback on the road against the Ravens, and then what they did
it's
against
easy.
The Bills.
Undefeated. Yeah, they just beat Buffalo. It's not even close.
Yep.
No,
you're right.
It's not even close, if I'm just being real about the situation.
Sure. No, absolutely.
I'm being real, but, you know, Michael Irvin, he has to do his Michael Irvin thing there and do the over-the-top thing about the Eagles. I'm not buying into that. That doesn't make me feel warm and fuzzy.
No?
I don't know. I don't need to hear ex-Cowboys gloating about the Eagles and how great they are because I don't buy that it's genuine. He wants his Cowboys to win. Do you doubt that?
No.
So don't begin to think Michael Irvin is an Eagles fan.
No, he doesn't want to retire as an
yeah,
Eagle.
No, he wants his Cowboys to win.
That's what Jack was thinking. He wanted to sign a one-day contract, retire.
Yeah, come on home, Michael. Come on home.
He's over the top with it right now. He's way over the top.
Well, he's perfect with Stephen A. Smith.
And he's going over the top, too, because he's starting the Cooper Rush bandwagon as well.
I did see that video of him coming out the sauna. Or
he said what? In Rush? He said, in Rush we trust.
So, hey,
see how they do you, Dak? Yeah, see how they do you, Dak? Uh-huh.
Watch how they change sides. Are we holding Michael Irvin accountable? I mean, we need to talk to Sean and RJ down at 105.3 The Fan or whatever?
Well, I mean, why don't we – I mean, Michael Irvin's an Odyssey insider.
Start holding him accountable.
I mean, we can hold him accountable on the air.
God, so he'll much accountability.
He'll
right
come
now.
On. He'll come on and he'll just gush about the Eagles and say how great they are.
Hey, I'm just saying I'm not buying it to make me feel good that Michael Irvin likes the Eagles. Like,
doesn't make you feel
better.
It
doesn't make me feel anything. No.
No. Okay,
it's Michael Irvin.
Well, he's been doing this for a long time. He's been doing this with the Eagles for a long time when they're good.
I'm just saying, when the Eagles play the Cowboys, you think he's going to be yelling about how great the Eagles are and the Eagles are going to beat the Cowboys? No, he's going to be a Cowboy.
I hope so, but probably not. You're right. Probably not.
Yeah, we don't need to look for approval from Michael Irvin.
Okay. All right.
Come on, man.
Let's go to the phones.
And I'd rather have him on the other side talking trash so we can argue with him.
So what's
I don't need Michael Irvin telling me how great the Eagles are.
What's Skip doing, right? Skip, like, scared of the Eagles? Is he doing the reverse psychology
he's a Cowboy fan too.
I know. But is he giving the Eagles a lot of props and being like, oh my God, the Eagles are really good, or is he
worried about his Cowboys? Dave was happy the Cowboys won last night.
I bet he was. All right, let's go back to the phones. Ed's calling from Mount Airy. Hi, Ed. How are you?
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
How you doing, Ed?
What's
Victory!
Up,
Victory! Happy Tuesday.
Ooh, boy.
Victory like Tuesday with Ed.
I appreciate that.
Hey, buddy.
Let me just ask you this question about Jalen. Do you think, or would you think, that he's a second coming or a prototype of either Vic, Randall, or McNabb? That's my question.
So who's his game and who is he closer to of those three former Eagle quarterbacks?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, Ike was comparing him to Donovan.
I would say Donovan.
Yeah.
You're asking me, yeah.
Yeah, because Randall was, you know, it's a long time ago, but Randall was just like biggest arm, most athletic. Like we hadn't seen something like that before. And Mike was an athletic freak as well. So, yeah, I guess Donovan's the correct answer, right? Let's go to Louie. Louie in Philly. Louie!
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Louie?
What's up, Louie?
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, I appreciate you holding Mad Mike accountable, man. Because sometimes it just seems like he falls in and out of character too often, but
yeah.
I just leave that there.
Yeah, yep.
But with Dougie P coming back to town, like I was telling Jack, and I know I'm probably in the minority here, but I got a little bit of love for Dougie P. He's got ties to the organization. He was McNabb's backup his rookie year. He came in, got us our first Super Bowl as the head coach. And he was in the room that helped us draft Jalen Hurts. Am I right?
Yep.
Yep.
So, I mean, in a roundabout way, Dougie P could be, with all this hype we bringing up, he could be connected to the Eagles' first two Super Bowls. What you think about that?
How about that?
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think you're in the minority, Louie, with the way you're feeling about Dougie P. Doug, it's pretty much universally love here in the city, not just at the station. You know, I think you can feel that it may have been time to move on in a new direction, best for Doug as well as the organization, and still have the utmost appreciation for what Doug Peterson did for the city. And I'm telling you, I know the organization still appreciates everything he did in this city. I mean, you can't find a person in this city to say anything bad about Doug Peterson.
No.
Like, and it's one thing to not necessarily agree with everything the guy did or what have you, but to not have love for him or dislike him, I just don't see that with Doug Peterson. Doug, to me, is a lot like Nick Foles in the sense of they can do no wrong.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, I think everybody realized that it was probably time to move on for all the parties involved. And like he won a Super Bowl, he went to the playoffs, he was successful here, and he'll come back and we'll love him. But we also want him to lose. And
that's not going to change. Yeah, right. Nobody's saying we want Doug to win Sunday. Like, nobody's saying that.
No. All right, back to the phones in a second. But listen, if you still have that summer weight, right, and you're trying to lose it, listen, holidays are coming up, right? And then when it gets colder out, you're wearing bigger clothes. So instead of like packing the weight on, how about resetting your metabolism with NJ Diet? Because NJ Diet uses technology that consists of hair and saliva sampling to customize a personal weight loss program just for you. They contractually guarantee that you'll shed 30 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's right, contractually guarantee 30 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJ Diet is a hormone detoxification system that evaluates and targets each individual person's needs, then balances your hormones where the side effect is weight loss. Then NJ Diet utilizes DNA testing to create your personal diet plan and workout regimen so you can keep the weight off. Full supervision is provided every step of the way. You will get the doctor's personal email and phone number. That's right. NJ Diet's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, no surgery. And locations, King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Newark, Delaware, or
from anywhere, home with live online video consultations. Call up today, NJ Diet, 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET. And lose the weight for good, NJDiet.com. Damon and East Nara tonight is our Commanders fan, formerly the Marks and Reese Fantasy League. Damon, how are you, buddy? What's up?
I am well. How you doing, gentlemen?
Good, man.
What's up, Damon?
What's up? What's up? So I first want to touch on that. First off, so many idiot mics calling into the station today. Like, if I got to hear one more mic say some ridiculous take, it's done. But
still an hour plus minutes left on the show, Damon.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but regarding the game, I just want to call out some fouls on, for one, Nick Sirianni. Like, the fact that he showed up to the jersey. Well, first of all, Ike, would you wear another man's jersey to a game?
No.
Okay. First flag. Second flag, how are we going to allow Devontae Smith to just flagrant, didn't even catch the balls, and we're just going to keep moving? I thought that was ridiculous. Carson Wentz didn't look too good, and I think that Matt Mike should become a Commanders fan because our front office sucks. That's about all I got right now.
You want Matt Mike to go down there and get on the Commanders front office.
Yeah, our front office sucks.
So you didn't want Ron Rivera wearing a John Riggins jersey in the stadium on Sunday, Damon?
Listen, he's going to be wearing the DeMarco Murray jersey next week.
Stop now. So in all honesty, as a Commander fan that lives here in the Delaware Valley, what do you think of the Eagles right now?
All right.
You're right impressed now, with them. Admit, you're impressed with them.
I'm not. You have the best quarterback in the division right now. However, I called out Slay, said he was going to keep up with McLaren. He kept up, but I do want to note that he went out for cramps like in the first quarter. I'm just saying.
I don't know if it was a back injury.
Yeah, he hurt his back.
Cramps. I don't know if it was cramps.
It was cramps.
It's back spasms, man. He's having back spasms.
No, Devontae Smith was having back spasms after he got two blasts.
That was a hell of a catch he had. All right. So, like, how do you view this team in the big picture? And we know it's only 3 weeks, but this is the available evidence that we have of this team. What do you think of them, the Eagles?
Okay. Honestly, if I think this year – NFC Championship. However, I think it's going to be losing NFC Championship. And if y'all don't pay him, he will be going to Houston. Guaranteed.
Well, Damon, appreciate it. They're going to – Jalen Hurts can't go anywhere. They can franchise him if they can't come to terms on a contract or whatever. Jalen Hurts is going to be here. They're going to pay him. Corey, Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Corey. How are you?
What's up, John Mark? I agree.
Yo.
Hey, man. Dougie P coming to town on Sunday. I'm going to be there. I'm hyped.
Yeah?
You know, we got to cheer for Dougie P, man. But after we cheer for him, we're going to bust him up a little bit, you know, leave him a little bloody lip and all, you know, then we're going to send him back to Jacksonville. But, hey, man, what I don't get is why Mad Mike? So, I mean, the man was wrong. Just say, hey, man, I was wrong. You know, what is it, a prideful thing? I mean,
yes.
Yep.
But you know what it is, though? His problem is because he's a hater. It's
right.
Not that he really had doubt in Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. He's a hater. I mean, it's okay. Jack's a hater too, but, you know, Jack admit, like, you know, I was wrong. You know, Johnny Marks, it was more like a doubt thing. I don't think Johnny Marks a hater. I just thought that, you know, he had question marks. But we knew, like, you know, a lot of us Jalen Eagle fans, we was rooting for the team too. Like me, I was a Wentz fan until Wentz said that goofy stuff about, you know, what do you say? I knew I wanted out when they benched me. Like, that's why I knew that dude was soft.
Right.
Okay.
Which by the way, he didn't actually say that. That was reported to what he was saying.
He said that on the Pat McAfee show.
Okay.
When he went to Indy.
Afterwards. Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, but I was cool. Like, I was cool with Wins. I was cool with bringing him back, everything. But when he said that, I was like, nah, man, this dude is soft. But, man, we look good, but something. I know it's real early. And I don't want to talk Super Bowl at all. We game the game. But think about the storyline it would be if we had Jalen versus Tua in the Super Bowl. Ooh, that'd be a good storyline.
Yeah.
Heck yeah,
that'd be
it would
a good storyline. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, man. Because everybody be dissing Jalen about Tua, but people forget When Jalen got benched at the halftime, he still led his team to the championship. The next year when Tua was the starter, they got popped up by Joe Burrow and them. So Tua really ain't all that. But that's all I got for y'all today. Have a good day.
Appreciate it, Corey. All right.
Well, how are we going to say Tua's not all that?
Yeah, Tua's had a hell of a start, too. Yeah?
How can you say Tua's not all that? If we're going to say Jalen's played well this year and is the MVP candidate, how is Tua not?
Oh, he definitely is. Yeah, I mean, and he...
Well, of course he is if Jalen is an MVP candidate after three games.
He's been impressive. And he may or may not have talked his way out of a concussion back into the game on Sunday, and it's been, he's saying
it's a
back injury.
I don't think he had a concussion. He said he didn't have one.
Yeah, he, I mean,
nobody diagnosed him with one except people watching on TV.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure looked like that he was wobbling from a concussion, but if the doctors on site had said, no, he's fine to go back in, I mean, they're going to investigate it. I just don't know what they're going to get from the investigation.
Not going to find anything.
Right. So, Chuck from Mount Airy's on the line, Ike Reese, mm-hmm. and people have demanded that we hold Chuck accountable. Chuck, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Yeah, hey, listen, right here's the situation, right?
Uh-oh.
Johnny Marks, Ike, what's going on, first of all? Listen.
What's up, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
I'm an Eagles fan at the end of the day, right? So it behooves me not to come on here and to give credit when credit is due. But what do people want me to do? See, I was once the Jalen Hurts disciple, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I called up in March. And I simply said to you and Johnny Marks, right,
mm-hmm.
that I did not want to be, I wasn't focusing on being the biggest Jalen Hurts fan. I wanted the Eagles to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And Wade from Chester took it upon himself to rip me because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when all hell broke loose.
So is it safe to say this has been less about Jalen Hurts and more about your rivalry with Wade?
Hey, well, listen, here's the thing, right? 2 + 2 equals what? Four, right?
It depends on who you ask.
Yeah, to believe 1 and 1 is 3.
Jerry Jones. You don't ask Jerry Jones and 2 + 2 equals 4, right?
Right.
Well, put 2 and 2 together and figure it out.
No, I'm going to put this. Hold on, Chuck. Hold on. We gave you the ability to rant yesterday without you acknowledging that Jalen Hurts is better than you expected him to be, and you were wrong about him being an average quarterback. Now, you've waffled on the fence an awful lot in a lot of different areas. Your Eagles fandom is not in question. I don't think you're not mad, no. Mike. You're not mad, Mike. That's not in question. This is more or less about your unwillingness to at least acknowledge that Jalen is better than you thought he was going to be, is playing well so far this year. Like when you call up after a guy throws for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns in the first half to talk about the team and all of his facets without mentioning the quarterback, that was done deliberately. So now I need you to give Jalen Hurts his props without sugarcoating it, I don't need preambles. I need you to say the boy is balling.
Right, listen, here's the thing, right? Like, a couple weeks ago, right, I said Jalen was going to throw for 300-something yards, right? Nobody gave me credit for that, and have 4 total touchdowns, right? Well, he threw for 300-something yards and had 3 touchdowns, 3 total touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I haven't said anything bad about the guy since the season has started. Now, listen, here's the thing, right?
It's been worse. You've ignored him since the season has started. That's worse than saying something bad.
He's still not answering the question, Ike.
All right, well, listen, I got a top 5 quarterback list now, right?
Okay.
And this is going to speak volumes of what I think
about. Is this after 3 weeks or just overall?
This is after 3 weeks.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
Top 5 quarterbacks
all right.
in football.
All right, okay. I got my pen. Go ahead.
Okay, number 1 is Lamar Jackson. That's number 1, okay? Number 2 is Josh Allen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 is our very own Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Number 4 is Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And number 5 is Tua.
That's a sound list. I like
yeah,
that,
right.
man. That's pretty good.
That's all I got to say. I ain't got to – listen, I don't have to get on here and say, I'm sorry. I apologize for talking about Hurts. I'm an Eagles fan, so I should get a pass, period. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is this, right? I had questions.
Yep.
The questions have been answered. I am very – listen, I am satisfied. Jalen has played excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I am satisfied with our quarterback position going forward. We can use those draft picks or something else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
Oh, okay. I caught that. Yeah.
Sort of breaking news.
But Chuck, wouldn't it be sweet to have ridden the whole like that way back? You and Wade were fighting on who the bigger Jalen Hurts fan was. He's still there. Imagine if you could celebrate that you were with him the whole time.
I don't get involved in all that, Johnny Marks. Because see, let me tell you something, right? The Philadelphia Eagles are 3-0, not just Jalen Hurts.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't get involved. I'm not getting involved in who's the biggest Jalen Hurts fan. Jalen Hurts is a Philadelphia Eagle, and with him doing well, that means my team is going to do well.
Mm-hmm.
So Jalen, you know what I mean? You should see me. I want Jalen to do as well as anybody do. If he don't do well, we don't do well. So I'm going to get on here. I'm not apologizing for anything I've said previously. I said what I said. I can't take it back. But I'm saying like this. The guy has played excellent. What else you want me to say, Wade?
Agreed.
That's why.
All right, Chuck.
You're the number one caller. That's why. That call right there.
Well done.
That call right there. He's passionate. He has conviction in his beliefs, but he's not so stubborn that he's not going to acknowledge that Jalen Hurts is playing well. There's a lot of people out there like that right now. Johnny Mark, you're one of them too. You're in the same category with Chuck.
Yep.
Yeah, you're in the same category with Chuck.
Absolutely.
It's not the category with Mad Mike. That's a hater. That's somebody that's deliberately calling up every day, can never find not only Jalen, the whole damn team.
Well,
that's why
Mad Mike. Question whether he's an Eagle fan.
Yeah. Chuck is an Eagles fan, and he's absolutely right. He doesn't have to come off of his stance about being a fan and not necessarily loving everything. He did put him as a third quarterback in the NFL right now. I kind of liken it to the Sixers and me. I love the process, almost to a fault. That bearded one, yeah, he's going to get faint praise. Just understand that.
It's going to be fun, coach? Too.
The head coach just better be lucky if I don't even mention him at
Doc
times.
Doc Rivers is an asshole.
Because he comes up usually when it's negative. He definitely won't get praise unless I have to. But I praised Daryl Morey this offseason.
And he deserved it.
Yeah,
and he deserved
I praised Daryl Morey.
Fair and balanced, and we hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Coming up. Now
if we get to the finals, I might get me a bearded jersey.
You might grow your beard out. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls, top five and five with Jack. What does Jack have for us today? Let's find out next. Don't go anywhere.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.